English Reading Practice, Exercise 25, Presentation Skills Course, Part 3 of 28. This is the intermediate level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. Just see the link in the description below. And a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So let's begin our reading. Four ways to control public speaking anxiety. Calls for speech can send many men and women into panic and fear. Others may be given an assignment to present information before a group and feel overwhelmed by public speaking anxiety in the run-up to the presentation. This anxiety may be manifest in physical symptoms, such as rapid heartbeat, sweating, dry mouth, stomach discomfort, or shortness of breath. The four key suggestions here will do much to alleviate the problem and assist anyone to control and overcome public speaking anxiety. 1. Thorough preparation. What is the biggest antidote to audience fear? Thorough preparation. There is no shortcut. If you have carefully researched your material, so you are convinced it is worth delivering, and you firmly believe your audience needs to hear it, and you have practiced the delivery, you can stand up in front of an audience with confidence. 2. Breathing. Control nervousness by taking deep breaths to relax the body. Concentrate on your message and the things you have prepared to present to your audience, rather than on your nervousness. Use positive speech, even in your own thoughts. Instead of saying to yourself, "Boy, do I feel nervous," which only reinforces the feeling, say, "My adrenaline is pumping, and I'm going to use it to deliver an unforgettable presentation." 3. Visualize confidence. To increase confidence and combat uncertainty, use visualization techniques. These can be very effective. Running through the whole presentation over and over again in your mind, including the approach to the speaker's stand, the initial pause, the first few sentences, will create great confidence. 4. End result visualization. Include the end result in your visualization exercise. See yourself having successfully concluded an excellent presentation, with the applause of the audience in your ears. See the smiles, hear the compliments afterwards, and make them real in your mind. In a TV interview, Muhammad Ali once explained how he prepared for a fight. He would concentrate his mind on imagining actually being there in the ring, in the stadium, at the venue. He would see himself there at the end of the fight, victorious. He created a very real scene in his mind, with the smells, feelings, sounds, sights he expected to experience at that moment. He used the phrase future history to describe what he created in his mind. Why not create a future history for yourself before your next presentation, and see how it triggers the necessary energy to overcome any feelings of self-doubt? It may be unrealistic for some individuals to think they will conquer public speaking anxiety completely. Perhaps some public speakers, with many years' experience, can walk in front of an audience without any nervousness at all. For the majority, however, who may only be called on occasionally to speak before a group or an audience, there will always be some anxiety. However, a realistic expectation regarding public speaking anxiety and following the suggestions above can do much to control it so it does not overwhelm the speaker. Next, how to conquer fear with preparation. That's the end of the reading. Be sure to check the resources in the description below, and when you're ready, go to the next video in the Presentation Skills series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now, and build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.